उसके बाद हमारे पास है इस्कीमिक फेशियाइटिस। सो एज द नेम शोज़ कि इट इज़ अ टाइप ऑफ द रिएक्टिव और द इंफ्लेमेटरी चेंजेस विच अकर्स इन द डीप फेशिया और द डीप सॉफ्ट टिश्यूज ऑफ द स्किन बिकॉज ऑफ द इस्कीमिक चेंजेस। सो इट अकर्स मोस्ट कॉमनली इन द एल्डरली पीपल हु आर इमोबिलाइज और डेबिलिटेटिंग पेशेंट्स एजिंग 7th to the 9th decade of life, predominantly present in the males. So because of this, there will be change in the local circulation or ischemia. Because of the sustained pressure in the immobilized patients or persistent ischemia or trauma, it will lead to development of the ischemic necrosis and infarction in the tissue. So as a result, there will be reactive pseudosarcomatous fibroblastic or myofibroblastic changes or proliferation that occur in the affected tissue. It is relatively rare but reported in such patients in which we say that the persistent ischemia and trauma plays an important role as a predisposing factors, but in many of the cases there are no association found between the immobilized or debilitation with such a condition. The clinical lesion will be in the form of an asymptomatic subcutaneous mass which has ill-defined borders, predominantly present over the bony prominences, and it is present in the deeper soft tissues extending further into the deeper soft tissues and overlying dermis. Pathologically, there are poorly circumscribed mass containing areas of fibrosis, necrosis, vascular proliferation and focal myxoid changes. Along with this, there can be thrombosed blood vessels with the recanalization and signs of the necrosis because of ischemia, like fibrinoid necrosis, focal hemorrhage and mononuclear inflammatory infiltrate present in a myxoid background. Along with this, because of there is a reactive proliferation of the fibroblast and myofibroblast, so there will be a variable number of the spindle-shaped fibroblast and myofibroblast can be seen. These cells have a hyperchromatic or vesicular nucleus and prominent nucleolus. Mitotic figures may be seen, but there will be no atypical changes. The management can be done with a simple excision, which is adequate treatment for the condition.